Leaders from more than 50 countries, including President Obama and China's Xi Jinping, gather in Washington tomorrow for the World Nuclear Security Summit. Terrorism and nuclear security top the agenda now, especially following the Brussels attacks and word that some of the Brussels suspects had plans to kidnap a member of the Belgian nuclear industry and possibly use blackmail to obtain nuclear material. Security, of course, is a major concern in the U.S. as well, as is the basic physical safety of the nation's nuclear power plants. 5 years after the accident at Fukushima in Japan, a recent inspection at New York's Indian Point nuclear power plant found hundreds of faulty and missing bolts at the facility's number 2 reactor. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is renewing his calls for a shutdown of the reactor, but its owners say the plant is safe and that they want its license to be renewed for another 20 years. Brian Mann from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
Walk along the bank of the Hudson River near the Indian Point nuclear reactor, and the first thing you realize is there are a lot of people here. Towns and suburban bedroom communities are packed in tight around the nuclear facility compound about 50 miles upriver from New York City. When the Fukushima Daiichi reactor melted down in March of 2011, neighborhoods like these suddenly found themselves at ground zero. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he worries about a similar disaster here.
Nuclear is one thing. Nuclear, a stone's throw from 20 million people, when you have no evacuation plan, is problematic.
On the anniversary of Japan's nuclear disaster, Cuomo repeated his call for Indian Point to shut down and for the plant's owner, Entergy, to cancel plans to relicense the facility for another 2 decades.
Indian Point has been plagued by a series of mishaps. You don't get that many mishaps at a nuclear facility. One mishap, maybe one mishap too many.
Over the past year, Indian Point has faced unplanned shutdowns, a small fire, a water pump failure, and last December, a loss of power to control rods. Incidents like these have made the reactor a target for environmental groups, including Hudson Riverkeeper. Paul Gallet is the group's president.
Indian Point is a 50-year-old plant. Each shutdown brings us closer to an understanding that this plant can no longer safely operate at its age in this location.
Gallet points out that Indian Point is positioned on geological fault lines. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has placed one of the facility's reactors on a list of nuclear sites in the U.S. most at risk for a major earthquake.
You could have an accident at Indian Point that ties to a fire. It could tie to terrorism. It could tie to earthquake. Or it could simply tie to the age of this plant and the unreliability that it's shown in the last 10 months.
Indian Point's owners see all this very differently.
Indian Point is in exactly the right place.
Entergy is currently mothballing other nuclear reactors around the Northeast, and the company has shelved plans to build new reactors. But spokesman Mike Toomey says Entergy has spent $1 billion over the years modernizing Indian Point and upgrading safety equipment. The reason is simple. The plant sits an hour's drive from downtown Manhattan, one of the country's most lucrative energy markets.
You know, Indian Point by itself supplies 25% to 30% of the electricity for New York City and most of Westchester County.
Toomey says most of the incidents that make headlines at Indian Point are relatively minor. After the disaster in Fukushima, Entergy conducted a major reevaluation of safety protocols and upgraded equipment. The big fear for any reactor, and this is kind of an irony, is that they could lose power. A serious outage can cripple a plant's ability to pump coolant water over radioactive rods. That's what happened in Japan when diesel backup generators were flooded by the tsunami. Fuel rods there overheated, melting and burning through the containment vessel. Toomey says Entergy studied what happened at Fukushima and boosted safeguards here. When power failures have happened at Indian Point, backup generators and automatic shutdown systems have worked as designed.
We've got all of these layers of redundancy to protect the nuclear fuel. And we are very confident that all of those layers of protection make it virtually impossible for there to be an event that we couldn't cope with.
But in February, Entergy disclosed that it had detected a new spike of radioactive material called tritium in the groundwater underneath the plant. Toomey says there's no risk to public health or the environment, but he also acknowledged they don't yet know how that leak occurred.
A pipe or a joint or something failed. And that's the process we're still evaluating to understand exactly where that happened.
Critics, including New York's governor, say that kind of uncertainty is unacceptable for an aging nuclear power plant so close to New York City. But Entergy says the company is confident Indian Point will be relicensed by the federal government to operate for another 2 decades and will also gain needed permits from New York State. Parts of that fight are already in court. Until final decisions are reached, a process that could take years, Indian Point will keep operating here among these suburban neighborhoods on the bank of the Hudson River. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann.